Heyman Law, Boss Keith, Top 5.
All right, so lately there's a movement in the world to make work, like, fun. So, because nobody wants to go to the office anymore.
Nobody.
So the idea is these workplaces have to do things to make it, you know, fun and happy. And, like, we're doing here. We're doing a lot of things here that
it's
are, like, fun.
A lot of things.
Yeah, so we're having, yesterday there was food for St. Patrick's Day, and the other day there was a musician here playing, like, oh, it's fun.
It's cool.
So, yeah, sure. But I have...
Yeah, can I just say, like, this is the last, we're just talking about the end of the world.
Yeah.
This is the worst time to try to be a manager.
Right.
So, leave your managers alone. Stop complaining.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard enough just to get a business going and keep it going. Like,
so
just,
I should throw out this list.
Yeah.
That would.
Yeah.
So I have the 5 things to actually make workplaces better.
Okay.
Not, you know, it's not like free brunch or whatever, all the donuts. I have 5 things. Number 5, I have 2 causes that I really believe in. One is the ending of changing the clocks, and the other is ending reply all.
No one cares about the clock changing.
No, they do.
They don't.
I'm telling you, everybody does. Phil knows, right, Phil?
The people they just made a bill.
Yeah,
it just passed.
The United States Senate.
Yeah, and it's going
to
pass.
There's nothing else going on.
Right.
No, this is important
no
to me.
No, ending World War III.
On the fringe of nuclear
homeless
annihilation.
People.
But yeah, let's do this clock thing right now.
Bears being shot.
Well spent time.
Chaz, but this is how the government works, though. This was an issue like 5 years ago. They're getting to it now.
Like sloths.
That's
but at
it
least
goes.
It will be sunny when nuclear war happens. Because yes. They will have saved the
we'll
sunshine.
Be able to see, as we're like digging through the rubble of a supermarket to find food.
Right, 7:23 and it's still bright outside.
Yeah, I love it. So changing the clocks has been a big one. But for the workplace, reply all. Is my number one problem, and you two you are part of the problem. You have to stop replying.
Who
all.
To? Which
AJ
two?
And Chaz?
Oh,
you
okay.
Two. So if there is somebody that gets a promotion, just send them an email directly. Stop replying all. Make
Everybody
it better.
Else
no,
no problem.
They all do it.
No,
they
problem.
All do it. But you start it. It's your fault.
No.
Nope. Stosh you're the first
Bull
one.
Started. Look back. Stoshbull started.
No, that argument's irrelevant. But however.
Yes. Like most of them, yeah.
I need that clip.
And everybody deals with the reply all.
They hate it.
But aren't you to the whole, aren't you spreading joy to the
that's,
whole company?
That's the, like, so when I've complained about this in the past, a number of times, that is what the response is. Oh, you're making everybody feel good. No. It's making my email mental. So I'm trying to check my email. There's 50 emails from people being like, bah!
I have to say, I did wake up from a nap yesterday, and I'm like, what's
right.
wrong?
You think there's an emergency.
Yeah.
That's true.
Now, I am very happy for Tristan and his promotion, but I should just go tell him directly. I don't need to make sure that the whole building knows that I'm happy for his promotion.
All right, so next time is a fine bill, my reply all.
Doesn't it seem like team spirit?
Yeah, that's a weird hill to die on.
No, I hate it. Who would you call it?
Tristan, I bet.
No.
Whoever this is, I hope they don't answer.
I would love them to answer.
I'm kind of curious. I want to know now.
It's a mystery.
I just want to check and see if this is something we should be doing or not.
Okay. Oh, whoever you're calling is going to say that I'm wrong. I can promise you that.
We're calling you.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail.
Oh. She will 100% tell you that I am wrong and this shit, that reply all is your friend and it makes everybody feel good, but I think it's terrible. So that's number 5.
Okay.
She even said in her email, please join me in congratulating them.
Yeah, that was like,
thank you, Phil.
Right. So the email basically says, like, AJ, be the first one to respond.
I was not the first one.
Be the third one to respond.
I was second.
No,
number 4.
The zap.
Learn how to use Zoom. It's been 2 years, everyone. If you can't figure out that you're on mute, I don't know what to tell you. I never want to hear the phrase, AJ, you're on mute again, ever. Not one more time. No to turn off mute.
I have to tell you, I love this guy. He's my brother. But man, so embarrassing. We're on with Largay Travel talking about this trip. And I'm like, oh my God, it's 2022. We've been Zooming for 2 years. This guy comes in sideways.
AJ,
no sound.
You're on mute.
AJ, the mind.
The most ridiculous stuff behind him.
His head's growing out of the side of the monitor.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on number 4.
Number 3. Everyone should learn to entertain and interest people in 30 seconds. It's like Dumbass News. You open with the headline. Then you tell the rest of the story, right? So you say the headline, whatever the dumbass news bit, and then if everybody looks interested, you tell the rest of the story. So if you're going to come into my office, you got to catch me right away.
Start with the headline.
Start with the headline, and then if I look entertained, you can continue. If I'm still looking down, you should walk away and regroup, and then work on your headline.
All right,
well,
taking notes.
That's how this made the list.
Right. So I'm sitting there typing. I'm doing something. Somebody comes in and says, hey, blah, 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 blah. If I don't look up, you go away. And then you work on your bit. And then come back. That's how it should be. Every single person who works here.
Well, who does it the most?
Yeah, who's the worst offender?
Oh, no, is it me?
Oh, no. You guys are actually good because you don't come back there that much.
Oh, I stay with you part of the building.
Right. So both of you, Chaz and Ashley, when they come back, you open with the headline. And Chaz, when you come to my office, it's like we're in a rush, like the building might be on fire. So you really grab my attention. You know how to do this. You're like ratings friendly. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes Alan comes in and he's got to open with the headline. Alan, give me the headline. Okay, so you saw the new Batman and it's really dark. All right, I'm interested.
I can see.
You got to open with the headline.
All right.
All right, number two. I'm telling you, this will make offices better. I'm right.
Oh, yeah.
I need all emails in bullet point form. So this might sound OCD, but it's the best. You have five things you want from me. Bang them out in bullets. I don't need paragraphs. I don't want long explanations. I want bullet one, computer screen doesn't work. Bullet two, Phil's mean to me. Bullet three, this microphone's distorted. That's what I want.
Who said that email?
Right.
Chaz.
So let me write this down.
So that's what I want. If I want more information and I want a long explanation, I'll find you. Just one sentence.
The great thing about that is if you number them, you can just write one, no. Two,
correct.
No. Three, screw off.
Right.
Four,
right.
Get out of here.
It's perfect way to reply.
Yeah.
Exactly right. That's why the bullet point form is the best of the forms.
This is definitely directed at me. That was directed directly at me.
Doesn't this seem like this would make the workplace a happier place?
Yep. Much happier.
You know what this is?
Do you feel happier?
This is a disguised way to yell at all of us.
Don't have parties. Don't have free food.
So far, I got hit.
Entertainment.
I'm waiting for Ashley and you to get hit.
It does feel like we're being reviewed again.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, these are some suggestions.
Subconsciously. Nobody else notices.
This is for everybody. All the listeners go to offices. I'm just helping everyone out.
BS.
It's the same thing at the job site. If a guy needs to borrow your saw, just say, let me borrow the friggin' saw. I don't want to hear a story. Get
right.
The saw, go
right.
Cut, bring it back.
Here you go. Yeah. I need the saw.
Right.
Bang. Or open with the headline. I've cut my hand off. I'm interested. I want to hear the rest of this story. That is the headline.
And he'll still put his head down.
Are you supposed to come with your arm bleeding? Or?
Oh, it adds to it. A little visual cue. I'm into that, too. All right. And the number one thing is, I think, Summer Fridays, where no one works except you guys. That's what I'm into. I think everybody in this building that has regular jobs that aren't on the air should have no work on Fridays. See? That's a fun one. From Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Nice.
Then I wouldn't be able to do this segment anymore, and what a shame that would be. Because I would be at home, asleep. It would be awesome.
But you know how to use Zoom, so you'd be okay.
Exactly.
Right, it would be, Keith, you're on mute.
Keith,
we can't see your face. You're on mute.
Hot dog coma.
Let's go tan.
2 months, Phil. Not 2 months I haven't had hot dogs. So that's it. That's my top five.
Thank you.